Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Well, hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. I am at Williamson NFL, belly up to my bar. Let's talk Thursday Night Football before we get into the picks. Good game. A lot of errors by Tampa. This kicked the field goal in particular. A couple penalties, drop passes, Winston starting slow. But I thought there were some positives out of this, too. I thought Martin looked really good. I thought DeSean Jackson did a lot of good things. Winston got much better as the game went along. I'm not ready to say that the Patriots' defense is, quote, fixed, though. I mean, it's better. It was a good performance, step in the right direction, didn't allow a lot of points. But if, you know, they could make a kick, would New England have got out of there with a win? They did allow a lot of yardage, which is something that they do even... when their defense is good. You know, they're certainly a bend-but-don't-break type of group. Still, limited pass rush. I thought McCourty played real well. He's one of my favorite safeties. I think he's a really good player. But on the other side of the ball, I thought Brady was masterful. No Gronk. You know, Brady, I thought, was absolutely masterful. He missed a throw or two and had one bad pick. But just his movement in the pocket... how much velocity he puts on throws, how much air he puts on throws, control the game. He's just such a master craftsman. I thought he showed it again last night. Who else of note? He took a lot of hits, though. I mean, that's where I wanted to go with that was they're throwing downfield more than ever or more than in recent years. And you can tell, I mean, late in the game, he's not liking it, man. I mean, he's taking a lot of hits. And having an Edelman would sure help, you know, to get it out of his hands quicker. But even before that, I mean, you go out and you trade for Dorsett and sign Cooks. They wanted to be more vertical this year. And their line's not wonderful, although guys like Shaq Mason and Cannon are good, and Mason had a good game. But your 40-year-old quarterback is taking a lot of hits, and we'll see how that treats him 2 months from now. You know, I mean, that stuff adds up. And to Tampa's favor, I mean, they at least did get a pass rush in this game. I mean, they have not had a pass rush at all. It looked better. So that's room for improvement. Hargrave, their corner, I thought he got picked on. He needs to be better. He needs to be a little tighter in coverage. He's a little soft. They were talking about that on the broadcast last night. He's a lot of talent, though. I mean, but still, a lot of injuries, too, for Tampa in the middle of the field. Safeties, linebackers. Not having Gronk there, I think, went a long way for them. So... I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter. I have talked to them before, but if you're in need of great talent for your business, but you're short on time, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need to find the right tool. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time consuming? So even when you're busy, you can still be smart about the way you hire. If you're hiring, you know the quality hires keep your business moving forward, but you also know it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for jobs. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Like I said, I've done this. I always wish this would have been a service for me when I was in the recruiting world. You know, I could just say, we're looking for this sort of wide receiver. Give me 10 names and I'll pick the one I want. It'd been great. But with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts in a smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It goes out and finds them. It's proactive. So, no wonder... 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. So find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. So My listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter/LONFL. All right. Now, your favorite part of the week, and maybe mine as well, we are going to pick games. And I just went to our friends at MyBookie, and I'm just going to scroll down here, and they have lines for everybody. I was worried they might not have the Minnesota line because of Bradford's status, or a line for Mariota's Titans considering his injury. But we are in luck, and we are just going to roll right through these. In fact, we are starting with Chargers at Giants. Two quarterbacks struggling, same draft class, two teams struggling. Wins are not coming easily, although they've been very competitive. I think we all thought both teams would be better than they are, especially from a records perspective. I think that we'll see Hayward on Odell a lot in this game, maybe in a shadow situation. I know Eli's getting it out quicker, and I respect that, and I think maybe they'll have some success with Gallman as maybe their lead back. But I think Bosa and Ingram will cause problems. It's in New York, cross-country road trip. Giants defense has been susceptible to the tight end. You can see Henry and or Gates doing some good things. I would think Jenkins will follow Allen a high percentage of the time, and Tyrell Williams maybe when Allen's in the slot. Gordon doesn't seem right. I could see Rivers throwing a pick or two, and I could also see him taking some hits. Those Giants DNs are a little banged up. The Chargers are getting 3 on the road, which I guess sounds about right. I'll take the Giants to win it. They've lost a lot of close games. And I'll take the Chargers +3. I'm thinking like 21-20. I mean, super close game. Next game on tap, the Bills are getting 3 in Cincinnati. And it's probably a lot of people going, why are the Bills with a better record, 3-1 versus 1-3, getting points on the road? Well, I think Vegas agrees with me that they're not really for real, and that Cincinnati is getting better. And I think a lot of the Bills' success is based on not making mistakes on both sides of the ball and playing very sound and well-coached and running the ball. But their weapons are really rough. I mean, can they run on Cincinnati? Yeah, probably. But can they slow down quick-hitting Cincinnati attack and maybe get Dalton to throw him one or hit him a few times? Probably. But I still like Cincinnati in this game. I just think they're the more talented team at home. I'll give you 3, but that line seems pretty good to me. Jets go to the Browns. There's two games this week that are highly instrumental, I have a feeling, in the outcome of the upcoming draft and at the top of the draft. This is the first one. Jets at Browns, pick 'em. And I think the Browns were favored earlier in the week, from what I understand. And Jets have 2 wins. The Browns were 32 in my power rank. I'm taking the Jets on the road. I don't know where the points come from either team. Excited to see Myles Garrett. I think Bowles will be very aggressive coming after Kaiser. Trust his corners, particularly Claiborne, against bad Browns receivers. And I think Kaiser is going to get hit and thrown a lot at him that he's not used to seeing. He holds the ball a long time anyway. I don't like that situation at all for the Browns. I mean, Duke Johnson's kind of their whole offense at this point. But the other side of the ball, what am I hanging my hat on from the Jets? I mean, the running game's okay. On the road, I guess I take the under here and just don't know where the points are coming from, but I take the Jets to win. Jacksonville travels to Pittsburgh. Steelers are 7.5-point favorites. The Jags had to go to England, then to New York, now to Pittsburgh. They are very good against the pass. Numbers against the run are really poor. They don't throw the ball well. Steelers' run pass defense is very, very good. I think it's kind of a Le'Veon Bell versus Fournette type of game. Really excited to see what the A.B. Bryant versus Bouye Ramsey matchup yields us. I just think Pittsburgh's far more talented, and I think even if it starts slow in their favor, and they're tough to beat at home, the bell just keeps churning away. And I bet they pull out to a lead, and Bortles is forced to throw, and that doesn't go well. And, you know, I feel like Jacksonville has to get a couple turnovers in their favor to win this game. I'll give you 7.5. Steelers to win and to cover. Tennessee at Miami, I don't mean to blow this game off, but the Titans right now are giving, they're 3-point favorites. And unless I'm missing something, do we have any clue if Mariota's playing? I mean, the difference between him and Castle is dramatic. And I know the Dolphins are struggling, but they're not lacking in talent. I don't like Tennessee's defense right now. Does Tennessee run on Sue and company, you know, if Castle's a quarterback? I don't know about that. I mean, I think the Titans receivers have a nice advantage against the secondary. But, you know, I think Miami can rush the passer pretty well. They're at home. I guess I have to pick this, but I kind of wish I knew who the quarterback was. I'll take the Dolphins +3, and I guess I'll take the Titans to win. But I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I say to that. All right, here's the other one that'll have monumental effect on who is picking where in the first couple picks of the draft. Niners at Colts. Niners getting points in Indianapolis, 1.5. That's a little crazy to me. I think San Francisco is better than the Colts. I mean, Brissett's going to be the quarterback. Niners' defensive front is really good. And I'm turning in an article here in about an hour about Elvis Dumervil, how he's having a really good year. But it also goes out of its way to praise Buckner and Armstead and Thomas and these guys, Foster, Bowman. Their defensive front's really good. I mean, their secondary can be had. Could Moncrief or Hilton or something like that break open a big play or two? Sure. And I understand that the Niners offense, and Hoyer in particular, is not pretty right now. But the Colts D isn't good. I think Hyde kind of controls this game. I think the Niners bring more to the table than the Colts. I understand they're on the road, but I'm picking them to win. And if you're going to give me points to do so, I'm in. Arizona goes cross-country to the Eagles. This is interesting to me because I think like when Philly has the ball, Philly's run the ball really well lately, even though I don't think they have great backs. Their line's really coming together. But Arizona's really hard to run on. Alshon Jeffrey will probably get shadowed by Patrick Peterson. And Jeffrey's a nice player, but Peterson has an advantage there. A guy like Ertz could cause them problems. Yeah, you know, but Tyrann Mathieu will probably be on him. And that favors Ertz at this point, I would say. But still, I mean, I could see offense being tough to come by for the Eagles. On the other side of the ball, I can make the argument that the Cardinals' protection is the worst in the league. And Philly can rush the passer. And I'm not sure if Cox is going to play or not. I bet he doesn't. Still, Brandon Graham and that crew. And Palmer's a sitting duck. But the Eagles' corners are a little banged up. And Larry, John Brown, those guys are quality players. And Palmer's playing well, but needs protected. So I think the play here is take the under. I don't think either team's a real good matchup for the other. I'll take the Eagles to win at home, but I think this is like a 14-13 game, 14-10. So if you're going to give me 6.5, I guess I'll take Arizona. Although I do think Philly is clearly the better team. I just think there's some matchups here that neither team's real excited about. Panthers are getting 2.5 on the road at the Lions. I'm more of a believer in the Panthers than the Lions. But I'm not sure that I'm right about that, if that makes sense. Lions O-line worries me right now. I think Stafford will be under duress. I think that Kuechly and company will do a good job bottling up Abdullah and the running game and the short passing game quite well. Will they protect Newton? What kind of performance will we get from Newton? I don't know. Can we get McCaffrey more involved in the dome? Funchess and Benjamin, can they play at that level? Slay will probably be on Benjamin. Glover Quinn's played really well. I think these are pretty equal teams. So I'm going to take the Lions to win at home, But since you're giving me points, I'll take Carolina with the spread. This is an interesting one, too. Seattle's a dog at the Rams. Say what you want about Jeff Fisher. I mean, his Rams teams played Seattle and the NFC West really tough. Is that going to keep up with this regime? I don't know. But I do think the Rams D-line led by Aaron Donald is going to be a real handful for Seattle. And I know the people have run on the Rams, but who's Seattle's running back? And I know the fantasy world wants to know. But I like the way Wilson's playing, and he can run around and make plays, and I think his receivers have a distinct advantage over the back seven of the Rams' D. I'm a big believer in McVay, Goff, Watkins, Gurley, that offense. You guys have listened to me. I say nothing but good things about them. But Seattle's D is legit, and they hit, and I think they went to line of scrimmage, and their linebackers are great. Then Earl Thomas could pick one off, or you know, Sherman on Watkins is a favorable matchup. This should be a fun game. First of the 4 o'clock slate. Give me the Hawks to win and the 1.5. But I think it's going to be a close drag-out fight. It's fun. Ravens go to Oakland. They're getting 3 on the road. No Carr. As we said, I think there'll be a lot more Lynch. I really dislike the Ravens' offense. Not very big on the Raiders' defense. I think Khalil Mack can just wreck house in this game, though. The Ravens have gotten run on of late. It doesn't sound like Brandon Williams will be back. Do I trust Cooper? Manuel? I guess I'll take the Ravens or the Raiders to win at home. And I'll give you 3. But that's a pretty good line. I don't see either team just putting up a lot of points in this game. Manuel versus awful Ravens offense.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I would guess this is the premier game of the week. Is Packers at Cowboys. Two, you know, high-profile teams. Dez finally doesn't have a stud guarding him in this game. That's nice. I think Zeke could get going. I think the Cowboys O-line could look more like last year's version in this game. I don't know who's the running back going to be for the Packers. Sounds like their tackles are getting healthy. That's big against Lawrence. Rodgers is obviously the X factor that always goes in the Packers' favor. And it sounds like Adams might play, but even if he doesn't, you got Geronimo and Bennett and Nelson and Cobb, and I think that's a huge advantage over the Packers, or over the Dallas cover men. Not sure if Sean Lee's playing or not. That would be gigantic for me. But I don't know how Green Bay gets points in this game. I think they're the better team. They're a pretty good matchup. So I'm taking the Packers to win, which is almost Adam and Eve on a raft, but it's 2.5, so it doesn't count. And you're going to give me 2.5. I'll gladly take that and put a couple ducats on the Packers on the road. Pick'em game. Chiefs at Texans. Why is this a pick'em game? Because all of a sudden we think Deshaun Watson's the next great player? Come on, man. I mean, the Texans' O-line is horrible. I think they will lose at the line of scrimmage in both facets against Kansas City. Although I do think the Chiefs are sort of due for a letdown. Sunday nighter. I could see the Chiefs with some bagged up offensive line having a real hard time with Watt and company as well. So I'm taking the under. Points are 45. I'm just saying I don't like a lot of points in this game at all. I don't know that Hunt will have a lot of room, but the Houston secondary is sort of banged up. I could see Kelce causing great, great problems. And Hill may be getting free for a big play or two, and that might be all you need. My hunch is Watson comes back to earth a little bit. Peters will not be on Watkins or on Hopkins very often, but you still would think Kansas City can roll coverages in a big way to Hopkins, and they're going to not throw at Peters probably at all. I bet there's an interception or two in Kansas City's favor. I don't understand why this game's a pick. I mean, Kansas City, to me, is much better than Houston. Monday night, Vikes with or without Bradford at the Bears with Trubisky. Can the Bears run on the Vikes? I don't think. I think that's your answer in a nutshell, in a great big bloody nutshell. I'm excited to see Trubisky, don't get me wrong, but if they don't have a running game, they may not score 10 points. And I think Keenum can score 10 points in Chicago. I don't mean to cut it short, but even without Cook, even without a great running game, Vikes have a lot of weapons. I really think their defense is exceptional. And I don't think Chicago is going to have much success running the ball. But probably another low-scoring game. But I think Minnesota wins by more than the 2.5 that they're laying in this game. I just don't know where the offense comes from the Bears. I mean, I hope we see good things from Trubisky, and I think we might. I mean, I think he'll make some plays, and he'll be more mobile and ignite that crowd and that offense. And Monday Night Football in Chicago, not exactly the best team of late. How many primetime games they get, they'll be buzzing to see their rookie quarterback, and they'll have some, you know, they'll have a buzz about them, I'm sure. But I just think the Vikes D is awfully, awfully good. And in the end, I think the Bears score 7 to 13 points in that neighborhood, and my hunch is Minnesota can get to 20-ish. So that's a wrap. Go check out ZipRecruiter. Follow me at Twitter, at WilliamsonNFL. Take care.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate, and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.